Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LA's has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, what the county is doing to provide more protective masks, what to expect on your kids' report cards, and how public construction projects could be affected by fewer cars on local roads. But first, on Monday, LA County officials reported 900 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the total to over 20,000 cases countywide. Here's Jackie Fortier with more on the latest reported numbers.
Well, we found out today that LA County has more than 20,000 cases of COVID-19. County health officials also gave us a breakdown of that data, and similar to trends that we're seeing across the country, people of color are more impacted here. Officials said that people living in areas with high rates of poverty are dying at a rate at about three times that of communities with low poverty rates. Nursing homes have also become hotspots for outbreaks among staff and residents. And the data released today showed that the majority of healthcare workers who have died in LA County worked in skilled nursing facilities. So about 1,968 healthcare workers and first responders have COVID-19 in LA County. 11 healthcare workers have died. Most of them did contract it through their jobs.
Next, we learned today that the county is starting to disinfect up to 30,000 N95 masks a day. Frank Stoltz has more.
Yeah, the sheriff announced plans for a decontamination center that will clean as many as 30,000 used masks a day. And he said the masks could be cleaned and reused as many as 20 times by county health care workers, sheriff's officials, county fire personnel, those on the front lines of fighting COVID-19. The department is creating a process that's actually been approved by the CDC known as hydrogen peroxide vaporization using equipment on loan from UCLA, and is expected to save the county quite a bit of money because masks, as we all know, have skyrocketed in costs.
With campuses closed for the remainder of the school year and classes meeting online, parents are asking, what should we expect of students during the pandemic, and how will their grades be affected? This uncertainty has prompted many local school districts to relax their grading policies. Here's Kyle Stokes on what they have planned.
Grading, yeah. How's this for a grading policy? You can't get an F this semester, and your grade cannot go down from where it was in March. If this sounds like a fantasy for a student, it is not a fantasy. It is the reality in LAUSD. And also, there are similar policies that have been rolled out and made a reality in other districts where there have also been relaxations of grading policies. But of course, it's not all fantasy, of course, because we're in the middle of a global calamity that's had huge impacts on students. And I talked with a group of eighth graders about this last week, and we just put out a story about it today. And I think students are really in touch with the dilemma that this creates for school officials. On the one hand, I think they don't want to, you know, if you're a high achieving student, you don't want to necessarily feel like you didn't earn the grade that you got, while the slackers can not fail and be sort of held harmless in the middle of this calamity of the pandemic and what it's done to education. On the other hand, students definitely realize that there are, you know, significant needs and deficits for students in accessing distance learning. Students have terrible internet connections. They have responsibilities at home. They're concerned what would happen if they or one of their family members would get sick and what impact that would have on their learning. So it's definitely a dilemma, and students are in touch with it.
And finally, Sharon McNary explores the various ways the pandemic has affected public construction projects.
Yeah, this is a question we've been getting a lot. I mean, traffic is light, and with so many people staying home, does that mean that paving roads can speed up? And the answer is yes, for now. But all this stay at home also means that we're not spending money on gas or lunches out or a lot of other things. So gas tax and sales taxes are way down. That means government's going to have less money to repave streets and to do roadwork projects, and that will mean a slowdown or even a halt in roadwork over time. LA City has already said it's going to cut back on a lot of road paving and reconstruction jobs, and its workforce will be forced to cut 10% of its hours. So what's not clear is how long that could last.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.